take your Bibles, please turn to the book of Job, chapter 6. Job, chapter 6. We'll read verses 1 through 8 together, and we'll read this passage responsively. Job, chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. Job, chapter 6, verses 1 through 8. But Job answered and said, "Oh, that my grief were thoroughly weighed, and my calamity laid in the balances together. For now it will be heavier than the sand of the sea, therefore my words are swallowed up. For the arrows of the Almighty are within me, the poison whereof drinketh up my spirit. The terrors of God do set themselves in array against me. Doth the wild ass bray when he hath grass, or loweth the ox over his fodder? Can that which is unsavory be eaten without salt? Or is there any taste in the white of an egg? The things that my soul refused to touch are as my sorrowful meat. Oh, that I might have my request, and that God would grant me the thing that I longed for." And let's pray. Father, thank you so much for what you do for us here in our church. Lord, this morning the altars were full and people being saved and baptized and lives being touched and changed. God, we're a sinful people. We're a needy people. We sure do need you tonight. Please fill our preacher with your power as he preaches. May we listen with our hearts open and tuned to the Holy Spirit so we could go out and help others, please. In Jesus' name, amen. You may be seated.
I'm going to read a verse to you again. It's found in Job chapter 6, verse number 8. It says this, "That I might have my request, and that God would grant me the thing that I long for." Job said, "I long for something. I long for something." For what do you long, and for what are you longing? What is it that you long for? I did a little study about that word long or longing, this being in the Old Testament. It's a Hebrew word, and it's quite a complicated word. If you'll listen to me for a moment, I think I can describe this word long or longing. When you long for something, it means that we desire that something. Now, we understand the word desire, but then as I studied, it was a long paragraph in the Hebrew language in regard to its definition. So if I long for something, I desire it. But wait, I desire it and I hope for it. But not only that. So here I desire this thing and I hope for this thing. And then entered the strangest part of the definition. It inserted a cord, like a rope. You see, this thing that I long for, this thing that I desire for, there is some distance between it and me, and there is a cord that comes into this word desire, and it's almost as if, the best way I could describe it to you, is I long for something out there, I'm hoping for something out there, but I'm going to take this rope or cord, and I'm going to lasso it, and I'm going to pull it to me. I want to pull it to me. When you long for something, you want it. You desire it. You long for it. You want to do what you can to pull it to you. But not only that, the definition of the word takes another step. Not only do I want to draw that thing to me, but I want to attach it to me so it becomes a part of me. So if I long for something, I desire it. But I only desire it, I hope to get it. But I don't only desire and hope to get it, I'm going to take this rope of my desire and I'm going to lasso it. I'm going to do what I can to pull it toward me. And when I get it up close to me, I'm going to tie us together because I want it to become a permanent part of my life. Let me show you what I mean. I have here a rope or a cord. Now, I'm going to ask my son Joshua to help me, and son, you can leave your Bible there. Let's say that what I desire is my son. And so, I desire him, I long for him, I want him. Now, I am going to hope for him, so I throw the lasso out, I get it around him, and then I'm going to pull him toward me because I long for him. But not only that, then I'm going to attach myself to him because I want us to become one. I want it to become a part of me. So that is what the word longed for means. There's something out there in life, and it's something that I long for. So I'm going to take the lasso of my drive, my desire, my passion. I'm going to lasso that thing. I'm going to pull it toward me. Once I get it up close, I'm going to attach it to me. And whatever that thing is going to become a part of me. It's going to become a part of my life. I want to keep it there. I like it to become a permanent part of my life. We're all longing for something. We're all longing for something that satisfies. We look for satisfaction. But you know, the things in this world and in this life, at best, they only satisfy for a little while. Have you noticed how our flesh desires things or we long for things? Have you noticed how often once you long for something and you lasso it and you pull it into you, you find out that that wasn't as satisfying as what I thought it would be? You know, you're going to find out the things that we go after in this world, especially do the lost people go after certain things. They think, oh, I long for a drink of that liquor. They pull it to them. It actually becomes a part of their life. But it sure doesn't satisfy like they thought it would. Drugs, the same way. Sex, the same way. Fame and wealth. And there are those that just long for education after education after education. But it doesn't truly satisfy. Self-gratification and possessions and worldly thrills. Say, I want that. I long for that. I desire that. We long for success, and we long for power. Every human being longs for something. But only God can satisfy the longing in your soul. Psalm 107, verse number 9 says, "For he satisfieth the longing soul and filleth the hungry soul with goodness." Hey, what you need to do is you need to realize, hey, you have a longing inside you. You better long for the right things, lasso the right things, pull the right things to you, and attach the right things to your life. Listen, the human race, we have a void. There is a void, and we seek to have that void in our life filled. We want satisfaction. That void, we want it to be filled with that satisfaction. Let me explain something to you. God created the void in your life. He made it so only He could fill the void. You long for something. God said, I put that longing in you. I know you long for something. I know you hope for something. I know you desire something. I created you to want something and desire something and to seek after that something. And he said, guess what? I created you to long for me. He said that empty longing down inside you, I created that, and you're to seek me out and lasso me and pull me into you. And if you don't do that, you can attach yourself to me, and I will fill the longing in your soul. He created the void that's within you with full intentions of filling it himself. You need to long for the one who can only, the only one that can fill the void within you. Hey, some of you remember back when you were lost and on your way to hell, your life was just flat out empty. Okay, it just seemed like that. Why was I alive? What was it all about? Somebody came along and shared with you the gospel of Jesus Christ, and you got saved, and you said, this is it. This is what I've been looking for. This gives me a reason to live. This has given me a cause in life. This makes sense. You know something? You think about life without Jesus Christ and our perception of heaven and the truth of hell. Listen, life really doesn't make a whole lot of sense if you don't get God and eternity into it.
Right.
Or what's it really all about? See, it's confusing. Why are we here? What's it all about? All you have to do is lasso the truth of God, pull it into you, and you say, that makes sense. My life just came together. My life just started making sense. Now I know what it's really all about. You see, we're to long for certain things. I got to looking at the life of David, and boy, was I ever amazed. There were some things that David longed for. Let me quickly tell you about those things. The Bible says, number one, that David longed for God. Psalm 63:1, it says this, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and a thirsty land. No water is. You know what? David said, I long for God. David said, I hope to get close to God. I desire to be close to God. It's like David, he said, I got me a lasso, and I know God's available, and I'm going to lasso God. I'm going to pull him in as close as I can, and then I'm going to connect me to God, and I want him to be a part of my life, and I want to just keep him right there because I long to be with God. I long for God. David said, I'm thirsty for God. I want to be tied to God. I want to be connected to God. You see, his life, it had become dry. And he needed the refreshing of the presence of God. His service to God was parched. It was hot and dry. And he needed the showers of blessing of God's presence. David longed for God. To go to God in prayer, David did not want that to be a chore. He said, I want to be with you, God. I long to be with you. You know what some of you need to do? You say, Brother Owen, things have gotten a little dry, and I feel a little away from God. Let me tell you what you do. You take the lasso of your desire. You look out and say, God, I'm gonna lasso you in prayer. You get on your face, and you lasso God, and you pull him into you in your prayer life. And then once you get him up close, you connect him to you and say, God, I want you to stay right here. I want you to stay right here. I want you to become a part of me all day long, every day. David longed for God, the Bible says. To come to church and meet with God was not a miserable thing for David. He said, I long to be with you. Hey, do you long for God? Do you desire him? Do you yearn for him? Do you ache for him? Are you addicted to him? You know, when somebody's addicted to something, they ache for it. Those of you that smoke, stop for a couple days and watch what happens to you. Don't talk to me. When can I talk to you? Never again talk to me. I'm in a bad mood. I want something. I long for it. Isn't it amazing what people that are addicted to drugs and alcohol will do because of their addiction? Let me ask you something. Are you addicted to God?
Good.
Do you yearn and ache and want to be with him? You say, there's an emptiness inside me. Hey, only God can fill that emptiness, and you should long for him to become a part of you, lasso him, pull him into you. Have that hope and have that desire. And David said again, Psalm 63:1, O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and thirsty land where no water is. Not only did David long for God, listen to this, David longed for God's power. Listen, Psalm 63:1-2. O God, thou art my God. Early will I seek thee. My soul thirsteth for thee. My flesh longeth for thee in a dry and a thirsty land where no water is, to see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary. Here he's talking about longing to see the power of God. David said, God, I long to see your power in my life. I want the Holy Spirit in my life. I want the Holy Ghost to work in my life. Hey, David said, I see the Holy Ghost. What I want to do is I want to lasso the Holy Spirit. I'm going to pull the Holy
Holy Spirit toward me. When I get him up close, I'm going to wrap that rope around me and him. I'm tying on to him. I'm hanging on for dear life. Once I've got the Holy Spirit in my life, I never want to let go. I never want to be apart from you. Hey, has the Holy Spirit, has he seemed to have drifted out? Now, honestly, he didn't drift away from you. You probably drifted away from him. But you say, Brother Owens, I used to be closer to the Holy Spirit, and I've kind of drifted away, and I feel like he's going out further and further. Well, let me tell you, take the rope of your passion and lasso him tonight and say, I'm pulling you back in. I'm pulling you back in. And once you get him in close, you put that rope around you, just tie the two of you up together and say, here we are. We're a team. We're sticking together. David longed to see the power of God in his life. He longed to see God's power in his marriage. Listen to me very carefully. I do lots and lots of counseling. I counsel all sorts of situations. I counsel marriages. Right? There's a lot of advice I could give to help your marriage. But I could not give you better advice than this. You show me a husband that is fully surrendered to the Holy Ghost of God. You show me a wife that is fully surrendered to the Holy Ghost of God, and all your problems are over. They are over. Because both of you will have submitted to the Spirit of God, and the Spirit of God will command you to live by the Word of God. And anybody that is in subjection to the Spirit of God, obeying the Word of God, they don't have all these marital problems. And so I say to you, you ought to long for the power of God in your marriage. You say, Brother Owens, we want to go see Dr. Quack and get some help with our marriage. Let me tell you what you really ought to do. You ought to take the cord or the rope of your desire. You ought to lasso the Holy Spirit of God, and the two of you ought to grab a hold of that cord and pull the Holy Spirit of God into your home and pull the Holy Spirit of God into your marriage. And when you get him up close, just wrap that rope around you and say, we're going to keep him here. Hey, let me ask you a question about your marriage. Is your marriage submitted to the Spirit of God? Is it? If not, you must be having your marriage in the flesh. Oh my. He longed to see the power of God in his marriage. He longed to see the power of God maybe in his child-rearing. Parents, if every one of us would spend more time submitting to the Holy Spirit when we make decisions about our kids, things would turn out better. Long for the power of God in your ministry. All you new bus workers, let me tell you something. You might have a winsome personality, and that's good. But I'll tell you something, to get more done out on the streets for Jesus in a bus ministry than a winsome personality, it's the Holy Spirit of God. Do you long for His power? Do you long for His power in your soul winning? Say, well, we went out and it seemed like nothing happened. I'll guarantee you, God wanted something to happen. Surrender yourself to the Spirit of God. You need the power of God in your marriage and in your child rearing and in your ministry, in your soul winning, in your friendship. You need the power of God in your workplace. Let me ask you, do you take the power of God to your workplace with you? Do you believe that the power of God is only supposed to be evident here in this church building? I say not. Somebody ought to sense something different about you down at work. The power of God's not just in this building. Matter of fact, the power of God's not floating around in this building. It is floating around in the bodies of the people that are submitted to God's Spirit that lives within them. And you take that same Spirit to work with you. Hey, is the power of God upon you when you go to work? Have you lassoed that Holy Spirit and pulled Him to you? And when you got Him up close, you just wrapped the rope around the two of you and said, this is what I long for. David longed for the power of God. He longed for the power of God in his prayer time. He longed for the power of God in his Bible study time. He longed to see God's power in the church. You know, not just admired it in the church. Listen, if the presence of the Holy Spirit of God in this church were dependent on you, would He show up? Would He show up? Well, to some degree, you are responsible. I know people say, well, I want to go to a church that's not filled with the Holy Spirit. Were you a contributor? David longed for the power of God. David longed for the God of the power. David longed for the house of God, the Bible teaches. Listen to this. Psalm 84, verse 2 says, "My soul longeth, yea, even fainteth for the courts of the Lord. My heart, my flesh crieth out for the living God." He's talking about the courts of the Lord with a little courtyard in front of the tabernacle. David said, "My soul longeth to be down at the church." David said, "You know something? I like to get close to the church, and then I get my cord of desire, and I latch on the church, and I just pull myself right in there. And I want to get close enough to the church and attach myself to it. And I don't want to ever get out of church. I never want to get away from the church. My heart crieth out for the church." He said, "My heart's in it. My heart's in it. My flesh crieth out for the church. My body's in it. My flesh has a weakness, and my flesh knows it needs a church." I hear people say this to me. I think they mean it. They say, "You know, some nights, preacher, I just don't want to go home." One of the hard things we do around here is get the door shut. We're ready to close down. We're some of the dumbest people in the world. Church will be over. I dismiss you by 8:30, and sometimes it's 10 o'clock before we lock the building. I should have gone ahead and preached till 10. You're saying, "Nah." But sometimes it's hard to get rid of everybody. Why? Because I think you're learning that your soul longeth for the things at the church and the atmosphere that is at the church. Sometimes I'll joke and say, "You know what, tonight I think I'll just preach till 10 o'clock. There are some people sit out there and say amen, and they mean it. They mean it. They actually mean it. They long for the things of God. They long for the house of God. See, David longed for God. David longed for God's power. David longed for the house of God. Listen to this. Number four, David longed for the word of God. It says in Psalm 119, verse 40, "Behold, I have longed after thy precepts. Quicken me in thy righteousness." That word precepts there is equivalent to God's word. David said, "I longed for the word of God." David said, "You know what, God? I've got the lasso of my passion and desire, and I see your word out there, and God, I'm going to lasso your word, and I want to pull it in tight to my heart, and I'm going to attach it to myself, and I want it to become a part of me, and me to be a part of it, and I want your word and my life to be inseparable. I long to read my Bible. I only wish I had more time to read my Bible. I wish the word of God was more a part of me. I long to memorize your word." Listen to this. Psalm 119, verse 131, David said, "I opened my mouth and panted, for I longed for thy commandments." I got thinking about that. David is saying, "I have my mouth open, and I'm panting. Fill my mouth with thy word." Picture it. "God, give it to me. I want it. I'm so thirsty for your word." You ever seen a dog that's really thirsty and that old tongue hanging off to the side? David said, "I am so thirsty for your word. Put it in. Oh, God, feed me. I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty. I'm thirsty." Do you long for the word of God? You used to. David said, "I long to hear your word preached. I long to read my Bible. I long to memorize scripture. I long to hear the Bible on CD or cassette. I long, I just long to carry your word with me. I long to take it at work. I long to take it to school. I long to study. I long to study your word. I long for your word to make my life better." David said, "God, I'm going to relax on it. I'm going to pull it to me. When I get your word up close, I'm going to wrap myself up in it. And I want it to stay there. I want it to be a part of me." David longed for the things of God. David said, "I long for you, God. I want you. I want to pull you to me and make you a part of me. God, I long for your power. I don't want to just observe your power from a distance. I want to lasso it. I want to pull it in. I want to tie your power and me together. And I want us to go everywhere together." David said, "I long for the house of God. I long for the opportunity to be at church. And I long for the word of God." David said, "I long for your direction in my life." Psalm 119, verse 20 says, "My soul
breaketh for the longing that it hath unto thy judgments at all times. David is saying this. David longed that God would use his judgments to help make the decisions about David's life. It's the Word of God. David's saying, I want your Word to guide my life. I want to make my decisions and all the judgments in my life based on your Word. David said, I see what's successful. I see that you see it all, God. I know that you know it all, God. I know that you know the future, God. And God, I want that so bad. I'm going to lasso your direction. And I'm going to pull your direction up close, and I'm going to attach me to you so you and your judgments direct my life. Do you long for God's direction in your life? I long that my decisions be your decisions, God. I long that my mind is guided by your mind. I want to lasso your mind, God. I'm going to pull it up to my mind. Then I'm going to tie the two together, and I never want them to be apart. Philippians 2:5 says, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. You know what it's talking about? My mind ought to want to be his mind, and I ought to want my mind to think the way he thinks. You lasso the mind of God. You pull it up to you. You long for it. You desired for it. You hope for it. Now you take that cord of desire. You toss it out. Pull it in. And then just tie the two of you together and say, wow, this is what I've been looking for. My void in life is filled. I've pulled God in. And I'm following his direction. I pulled his word in. I'm following his word. I pulled his power in. Now it's a part of me. The house of God's a part of me. The things of God are becoming a part of me. See, David longed. He longed for it. He longed for his decisions to be God's decisions. Folks, the best decisions we can make are the decisions that God would make. I promise you that. Say, well, what's God trying to do to me? God's never trying to do anything to you. He's trying to do something for you. When you make your decisions based on the Word of God, it's the safest thing. You say, I might suffer loss. Listen, suffering loss in the will of God is not suffering loss at all. It is saying in his will, hey, if you ever lose anything in the will of God, let me tell you something, it needed to be lost. It was hindering you from the Word of God. Make your decisions based on the Word of God. You lasso the direction of God in your life. Pull it up tight to you. Rope yourself to it and say, I want it to stay this way. David also longed for reconciliation to those he loved. Listen to this, and this is the last point, and I'm finished. 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 39, the Bible says this, and the soul of King David longed to go forth unto Absalom, for he was comforted concerning Amnon, seeing he was dead. Absalom was the son of David. Circumstances had separated them. And David said, I long to be with Absalom. I want to be with him. David did not want to have any division between him and his son. He longed. You know what some of you husbands need to do tonight? You need to long for your wife. You've distanced yourself from your wife. Lasso her. I'm not talking about around the neck. Lasso her. Pull her into you. Say, let's become one. Tie yourselves together. In the will of God, we're going to stick together. Some of you wives, you need to lasso your husbands. You need to long for him. You need to desire him and hope for him. And you lasso him and you pull him into yourself. And while you've got him there, just take the cord of your passion and wrap it around him and say, this is how it ought to be. Let's stay this close. There are too many of you. You're too far apart. Husbands and wives, are you close? Are you close? What's happened to the closeness? Where's it at? You merely check into the hotel called home, eat your meals there, sleep a little bit, get your laundry done, and then you're going again? It's really not what God intended. You're to become one flesh. You know what it means? You're connected. When you got married, you're lasso your mate, pull him into you, you're to tie a knot. And hang on, sometimes for dear life, but hang on. David longed for his son Absalom. You know what that meant?
David said, there's some distance between us. I don't want that distance there. With my passion and with my desire and the cord of my hope, I'm going to throw it out to you and I'm going to try to pull you in. Once I get you in, I want to bind us together and I don't want us to ever part again. You children, you teenagers, it's time for some of you to lasso your mom. Lasso your dad. You fuss with them. You rebel against them. It's time for some of you teenage boys to lasso your mama and pull her in close and say, Mama, I want to be close to you. And while I've got you here, I'm just going to tie us up together, and I want us to be close for the rest of our life. Some of you teenage girls, it's time for you to lasso your mama and pull her in and say, Mama, we're too far apart. We're not close. And teenagers, the older you get, the less apt you are to want to be bound tight to mom and dad. Listen, it's not immature to love your mama. It's not immature to love your daddy. Hey, you're less than adult if you won't love your mom and dad. It's mature. It's big stuff to love your mom and dad. You need to lasso them and pull them in. I'll tell you, some of you parents, some of you better get the lasso out. You say, my kids are rebelling. Let me tell you something. They may rebel, but you can lasso them. You say, well, I will with my discipline. Some of you need to lasso them with your love. You need to pull them up close and say, kids, I love you. I love you. I love you. While I've got you here, I just want to keep you up close. Just tie a little knot there and say, let's be close the rest of our lives. Let's never let sin or anger or temper ever separate us again. Hey, church members, are you at odds with somebody in the church? And to be honest, I don't know of anybody that's at odds with anybody in our church. I know of none. If it exists, I don't know about it. But let me tell you something. When you're together as much as our church is together, there's going to be tension here and there because we're human. Here's what you do. When you say, but there was some tension and I'm distanced from somebody. There's somebody I used to be so much closer to. Get your lasso out. Say, I need to long for that person. And you lasso your dear Christian brother or sister, and you pull them into you. You say, listen, I want us to get close again and have a good spiritual friendship again. While you've got them in there, go ahead and tie a knot and say, let's never let sin separate us again. Let's never let the devil get into our relationship again. If we're going to have a strong church and if we're going to have a strong future, all of us better long for the right things. Some of you Christians, I'm going to tell you something very hard. There's some of you who have some enemies. You might need to lasso an enemy. Pull them in and say, you know what? I don't want anything between you and I. I don't want that. I'm going to love you. I am going to love you. You say, well, wonder if they don't like it. You at least have your heart in the right place to draw them in and keep your heart there. Oh, I loved it when I discovered it. Oh, that I might have my request, and that God would grant me the thing that I long for. And that word long means you desire it. You want it. You hope for it. And then with the cord of your desire, you virtually form a lasso. You loop around it. You pull what you want towards you. Once you get it up close, you bind the two of you, and it becomes a part of your life. What could be wrong with making God a part of you and God's power a part of you and the house of God a part of you and the word of God a part of you and God's direction in your life a part of you and your brothers and sisters and moms and dads and husbands and wives, they become a part of you because you long for the things of God. I will apologize to you. There are many areas that I know I fall short in being your pastor. But I can tell you one thing. I long for God. I long for His working in our church. I long. I breathe it. I eat it. My poor wife is all I talk about. The church. The church. God's service. It consumes my thinking. I wake in the night. I'll wake up and I'll go to my Bible and I'll say, I've got an idea. Well, this is going to help the people. I long for it. I long for God. And all I want to do is I want to take the good things of life. I want to lasso them. I want to pour it in close to our church. I want to bind those things to our church and say, let's keep it right there. Let's keep it right up close. Have you noticed some distance between you and something good in your life? Won't you do something? Why don't you long for it tonight? Somebody here needs to take that imaginary cord and lasso something and pull it up close. Hey, maybe it is the Holy Spirit of God longs for you tonight. Maybe he's going to lasso you and pull you down the aisle to the altar. You're going to get up close to him? Pull it up close. Do your best to tie a good tight knot. Get real tight with the things of God. Long for the good things of God. Let's bow our heads and close our eyes.